matter of minutes, but we're going to try to get in a little bit of Whitey Morgan before then. And you can check them out Tuesday the 13th at PJ's Lager House.
Well, I sat down on a bar stool in a honky-tonk last night. That little bartender gave me a look. I knew something sure wasn't right. Well, I ordered up another whiskey, one tequila, one more beer. That's when that bartender told me, son, he said, you've been cut off in here. I told him I ain't drunk. Started at 5 in the afternoon, Lord, about 3 days ago. Ever since my baby left me, this old heart of mine's been sinking. But I ain't drunk, I've just been drinking.
Well, get out and enjoy the parade this Sunday. Get out and see live music any night of the week in Detroit. You'll find it somewhere. But always, don't drink responsibly. Do drink responsibly. Don't drink, drive drunk. But we have in the studio right now, Fake Take. Are you ready to go, Mr. White?
We are ready to go on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We've got the Fake Take here in Studio J. Are you there, fellas?
Yes, yeah. We are. How you doing?
Oh, man, we're doing so cool today. In fact, what do you guys want to start off with?
We're going to start with a tune called Rosy Red. Well, something like this.
Thank you.
Fake Take right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. Hey, would you like to introduce the band?
Yes, I would. My name is Michael Carpenter Jr. On the bass, we have Mr. Lauren Lubin, and on the drums, we have my first cousin, Evan Hakem.
And you are playing guitar and singing the vocals on that.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yes, you are, Junior. All right.
Junior.
I hope you don't mind.
Oh, no, not at all. I get that all the time.
All right. Well, hey. Now, you've been playing around town for a while. In fact, you've got a big show coming up?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Saturday at the Lager House, PJ's Lager House. In Corktown, we're playing with Detroit supergroup, members of the Mugs and the Beggars, a band called Awesomer, which is going to be an incredible show. And I'm super psyched to see. I'm going to be a fan at this show, more so than I know we're playing, but it's just one of those shows that you definitely just want to go see.
Well, we've been hearing big things about Awesomer.
Oh, yeah.
They said they couldn't think of a name for themselves, except they were just so much awesomer. So
yeah, it fits. It totally fits. Fits like a glove.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great show, and you'll be a great way to start it off.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, why don't you start it off with some more music right here?
All right. This song's called The Witching Hour Never Waits.
Thank you.
the fake take right here in the Motor Live Drive at 5. I got to ask you guys, where'd the name fake take come from?
Oh, wow. Well, okay. It has nothing to do with the actual name for fake take. We found this out actually after we named the band. It's when you pull a Vince Vaughn from Swingers, where you get a girl's phone number, guy's phone number if you're a girl, and then you basically pretend like you're taking the phone number, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna call you, and don't actually take it. So that's what it actually means. That's what we found out afterwards. So
the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. So no Vince Vaughn. We just basically thought of a bunch of different band names, and we liked it because it sounded kind of campy and sounded like one of those kind of like 60s types band names that kind of rhymed. It was easy to remember. So it was kind of just like, I don't know, we took the 10 best and it was almost just like picking out of a hat.
All right. Well, hey, it seems to fit you guys well.
Sounds good.
And you guys ain't faking it. It all seems real for you.
Oh, yeah. We try not to, at least.
No, you got a real blues rock sound. What have been your influences on that?
Oh, wow. Well, individually, I mean, we all have kind of different influences individually. I would say for me, definitely a huge Steve Marriott fan, huge Beatles fan. I mean, Grand Funk, just all the way down the road. And then even into, like, classical guitar, stuff like that. But then Lorno, yeah, he's got a huge range of music that he's influenced by. You want to preach on it?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I've always been really into funkadelic and a lot of jazz. I like a lot of like soul jazz, like organ stuff with Jimmy Smith and Grant Green, Wes Montgomery. And then I've always been into rock too, you know, classic rock, just about everything. Anything that's good to me, I like.
Yeah, your bass playing does have an interesting sound to it.
Yeah, oh, it was really popping out on that last one.
And then Wild Child on the drums, Animal Evan, he's huge into just the craziest drummers. A lot of times, and I didn't know this realistically until I started living with him, the craziest drummers you're going to see are in these gospel bands. And these guys, Dennis Chambers, these guys just wail. Like, I'm listening to it. I'm trying to even find a downbeat, trying to find beat one, even trying to find the meter. And I'm just listening to it like my head's going to explode because these guys are just the patterns they play and just how they have such crazy independence. One hand's doing one thing and the other hand's doing another. It's just, I can't even fathom it.
Wow.
You never know where you're going to find the cool stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But we got the cool stuff right here in the studio today. What are you going to play next?
We're going to play, we call it the fast song, but it's called Too Many Ways to Skin a Cat.
Now, tell me, fellas, I got to ask, have you got any music available for listeners?
Yes, we do. We actually it goes kind of back to the origin of the band. We started off as just a two-piece, and I'm not going to say who it is. A famous Detroit musician kind of cornered the market on that. So, as good as you can be as a two-piece, you're always going to be in that shadow. There you go. Da-da-cha. I'm meeting now. But the Black Keys do it pretty well. But we started off as a two-piece. We recorded with probably the best studio engineer, the best the guy with the best ear in the business, in my opinion, and I can vouch for the other guys. Dave Feeney over at Temper Mill in Ferndale.
Oh, yeah, he's been here.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Recorded with him. We did a six-song EP. Just as a two-piece, and then basically just because of the fact that, I mean, it's a lot more foundation, it just sounds a lot more sturdy, it sounds, just gives a lot more bottom with the bass, obviously. So then we scooped up Lorno about 2 years ago, and we recorded again at Temper Mill just three tracks that we're going to put on our full length coming up. But, I mean, not to get off topic, to answer your question, iTunes, you could buy basically both of the EPs.
Well, you won't buy it, but at least not here, but
no,
pick it up.
Yeah. I'd recommend iTunes was where you could find it. I said I misspoke. And then of course, I can't recommend enough live shows. I mean,
oh,
if you go to a live show, you could find it there for free.
Oh,
whoa!
Yeah. Well,
even better.
That's awesomer.
Oh yeah,
awesomer.
I understand you guys started out while you were a two-piece. You were in a battle of the bands and got some suggestions from Ty Stone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ty Stone, he saw us at the Hard Rock Cafe Battle of the Bands, and he basically said, you know, as good as you guys are as a two-piece, even, I mean, all the great bands, Led Zeppelin, just down the road, you need a bass player. I mean, that's basically how it is, unless you could really pull it off. And like I said, that market's kind of cornered already. So, yeah, Ty gave us, that was, I mean, just hearing it from him, too, someone just in his caliber, it just really resonated.
Well, he's a great guy.
He's a real good guy. I think he started off right here in the same studio.
Oh, nice.
We had him in one time back about 5 years ago, and he played piano, and I kept forgetting his name.
Yeah, I actually I met Ty Stone actually when I lived in California for a bit.
Oh.
I met him at an open mic, and then we realized that we were from the same area of town, and then I moved back here, and I saw that he was back here, and, you know, he was doing pretty well.
Yeah, he's really taking off right now,
yeah,
so that's
is.
A good thing.
Yeah, he told the story about how he was flipping burgers out there and going out to jams and different things and finally decided he was going to come home to his roots and do something, and he certainly has been successful.
Yeah.
So we're proud of Ty. And
he's a great guy, too. He's, like, got the biggest heart out there.
Yeah,
no.
but today's not about him. It's all about
right.
the fake take.
Fake take.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a small community out there, so get out and support live music, and you're bound to run into and rub elbows with a lot of people like that.
Yes, please.
So get out and support live music.
All right, and what are you going to support us with right now?
We're going to support you guys with actually my favorite song to play, Even Rome Fell.
Thank you.
the fake take right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Hey, guys, one question I gotta ask you about is where do these songs come from?
Well, I'll think of lyrics at home, just kind of jot down just random things happened during the course of the day, happened in the course of my life. Maybe think of a riff or something, I'll kind of present it to them, and then the songs just really take off from there. Because I'll kind of have an idea in my head where kind of the feel I want, but then a lot of the times, because I'm a guitarist and I think solely like a guitarist, it'll be very guitar biased. So I'll be like, yeah, I want a lot of crunch on this, or so stuff like that. But then I kind of hear what they kind of, it's just kind of hearing their interpretation of it, and it's just feeding off each other. Which I mean, that's where the songs really kind of take, like I said, take flight.
All right, so it's really a whole band. It's not just Mr. Carpenter and his music.
Oh no, not at all, not at all. Like, basically, I mean, if it was, the songs wouldn't be half as good. You could take that to the bank.
Well, that. In fact, where's the best place for people to get a hold of the fake take?
To reach us, we just have a, actually, we just put up a new, brand new website. Mr. Vince Arand, he's in the studio with you guys, actually, hanging out, doing his thing. Vinny, yeah, he just built us a nice little website, thefaketake.com, or you could do the whole Facebook thing, just search The Fake Take on Facebook, and if you search it, click that little like button, because every time you do, a kitten gets its wings, which makes us very happy.
Oh, man.
And we're on Twitter as well.
Oh, yeah, Twitter as well. I forgot about that, just because that's Evan's department. Evan does all the twitting.
Yeah, we have a bunch of videos on YouTube and stuff of some of our shows.
Well, I am not in the know when it comes to the internet. I haven't owned a computer in probably about 5-6 years.
Wow.
Yep.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I beg, borrow, and steal to use the internet, so.
And you pretty much use your iPhone for everything.
Yeah, I use my iPhone, which I use my telephone. I don't know if that's copyrighted or anything. So, yeah, I just use the internet that way. So.
Oh, that's okay, as long as you get what you need.
Exactly.
And we get what we need right here on the Motor Live Drive when the band plays some cool, cool music.
Yep. This one's going to be called Let the Blind Man See.
Thank you.
respect. That sounded real nice.
No, thank you.
In fact, a lot of times we have other musicians listen in, and they always like to know what you guys are playing. What did you play that solo on?
Well, to use an old expression, if I tell you guys, I got to kill you all. So,
whoa.
No. I'm playing through an Orange 8030 amp head with an Orange 4x12 cabinet, and then to get the reverb, because I guess over in England, they don't realize that us Americans still love our reverb, so Orange didn't come out with any reverb on the 8030, so I have a Fender reverb reissue tank, a 63 reissue, to get that kind of Fender, that nice, tasty Fender reverb.
And it's got real tubes in it, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. And what guitar are you playing?
Right now, I am using a Joe Bonamassa Series Gibson Gold Top Les Paul.
All right. And on the bass, what do we have over there?
Yeah, I usually use Fender Jazz Bass and Fender P Bass. Right now, I'm playing the P Bass. And as far as amps, I have a vintage, like, 1970s custom casino amp. And I usually hook it up to an acoustic 6x10 cabinet, you know, for bigger shows and stuff. But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. And over on the drums, Evan. Yeah. I know he doesn't have a mic, but
I have the snare drum mic, so give me a, like, a
okay, yell that snare drum mic.
You want me to just relay it?
It's actually a five-piece Ludwig Accent Series. Stripped it down to a four with a 14-inch Gretsch snare drum, Tama Speedster single bass pedal, and Evan's drum heads, the generic G2 coated, which are more like jazz heads, and Zildjian A Custom cymbals with a Tasty Ride.
All right. You got to get those Tasty Rides.
Kid has more cymbals than I do dinner plates.
So you got a show this Saturday at the Lager House with the Awesomer Band.
Yes.
And then I see you've got another show in April. April 6th is going to be at the Magic Bag?
Yes, April 6th at the Magic Bag. Detroit band Wireless G, and then a very, very, very good band from Cleveland, Ohio, the Suede Brothers. They're three-piece rock and roll. Those guys just put it down. They just come out and wail. So I'm very excited for that show, too. April 6th, the Magic Bag, right across the street from us. So, which hopefully maybe it's nice enough to ride our bikes there.
Yep.
I hope so.
Also, that show also has I Love Lightning Bugs.
Oh, yes, yes, as well. So it's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Come on down.
And then April 20th, we're playing a show in Springfield. Or no, sorry, not Springfield. Freeport, Illinois, with the Mugs.
Oh, yeah?
We're still basically hammering out the details on that. So we've got to talk to the big guy, Andy Bohenick, or another one of our cousins, who does a lot of the booking. And, you know, it's kind of all family-oriented, so it's like a little Sopranos thing we have going on here.
All right. Hey, family bands are just fine here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it sounds great. And it's a great show. It sounds like a great show this weekend at PJ's Lager House. So you guys are doing. And are you getting into the studio anytime soon?
Yeah, we're probably going to be looking to get in the studio around late summer, early fall, and going back to Temper Mill, hooking back up with Dave Feeney, and just all these songs that we're playing for you. Basically, the only two that we have recorded were the first one, Rosie Red, and then song we played, not the last song, the song before that, Even Rome Fell. So all the other songs are basically the ones that we really need to get down and grind out in that studio.
All right. Well,
that'll be interesting. You'll have to come back when the CD is completed and before your CD release party, and we'll hear some of the differences and how things develop.
Oh, yeah. Is that an invitation?
Yeah, we'd love to have you back.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
We'll take you up on it.
In fact, we'll have to tell our audience they're all hearing real premiere tunes here. It's the first time they're being played on the radio.
Right on. There you go. Debut.
All right. So what are you going to debut for us now?
We're going to do a song called One Foot Inside a Grave with a little bit of a treat at the end.
Oh, we love treats.
right. Whoa. It's not very often we have a drum solo in here, but I want to do a shout-out to Alan Cantino because he puts a lot of effort into miking all of the drums individually, and wow, that sounded pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. Thank you again to Alan. He did a great job. I mean, just working with us, great sound engineer. Very, very, very great ear.
Okay, really.
That's true. The show, we are so fortunate to have him.
Yep, the show wouldn't happen without him, so we always like to give a big shout-out when we can. Sometimes we forget, and he does forgive us for that. Because he keeps on coming back. So why don't you remind people where they can get a hold of the Fake Take again?
Thefaketake.com, search on Facebook, The Fake Take, search on Twitter, The Fake Take, search on YouTube, The Fake Take. You could even Google it. If you Google it, you get all of the above. So there's the one-stop shop.
All right.
And Vince is here in the studio, and I've been at your website, and it is a nice, easy-to-maneuver website.
Oh yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Vince has got everybody just on his swag juice, so he's doing a great job. He's doing a very good job.
All right. Well, hey, we got a thumbs up for Vince, and he's all smiles back here, so he's giving you guys a thumbs up.
Yeah.
But why don't we give you some thumbs up and some more music?
All right, we're gonna do a little tune called "Glass Homes, Throw Them Stones."
Thank you.
All right, the fake take right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. You got a big, big show this weekend, don't you?
Yes, we do. PJ's Lager House, Awesomer, Russ County Electric. Come on down, bring the kids, bring grandma, bring everybody.
And can you stay overnight for the parade on Sunday?
Yeah, sure. Camp on out.
I don't know if PJ will let you, but you can come back in the morning.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They got breakfast.
Yep.
What more could you ask for?
That's it. Breakfast green and PJs.
And I bet they'll have some green beer this Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
But you're there Saturday night, so that's what we want to feature tonight.
Yes.
With the Awesomer Band.
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking forward to that just as a fan.
All right. Well, I want to remind people, you can catch the podcast right here. We've got about 6 minutes left for the show. Do you think you can do anything in 6 minutes?
Oh, yeah. We're going to play one more. We'll call it Wolfman Brown.
Just named it.
All right. Just named.
He's a dirty liar. We've had a name. I stressed the dirty. You want to count it in?
Thank you.
Whoa, yeah.
Woo! What a way to end a show.
That's right. The fake take right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Margaret, who do we have next week?
Coming up next week, we have a soulful solo artist, Emilio Baza. And in 2 weeks, we're having a four-piece Americana band called the Appleseed Collective. So we always try to feature a wide variety of music on the radio. And every Thursday at 5 o'clock, Motor Live Drive brings you local talent. And
right.
I want to thank Fake Take for coming in today. What a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, guys.
You want to introduce the guys again?
Yes, I will.
Give it up.
Lauren Lubin on the bass, Evan Hakem on the drums. My name is Michael Carpenter Jr. on the guitar and trying to sing.
All right, and they're all known as the Fake Take.
Fake Take. See you
right
Saturday
here.
Night at PJ's Lager House.
You got it. Thanks.
All right. And you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days when mystery radio drama was king. You'll hear shows like Suspense, The Inner Sanctum, The Obsession, The Weird Circle, Whistler, Mysterious Traveler, and so much more. Back to those mysterious dramas that were almost too scary to listen to in the dark of night. So, if you dare, WHFR now presents Old Time Radio Mysteries for your listening enjoyment.
Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present Inner Sanctum Mysteries.